I too am glad to be here this evening. It's good to see the house well filled, and a special blessing upon each of you for coming out tonight. The year was 1992. It was May 13. 33 years ago, I found myself sitting on the little front bench where you young people find yourself sitting. That was 33 years ago. It's a long time. And as I had to contemplate and think about all the changes that took place in 33 years, I believe I was 15 years old, and I was looking forward to baptism. After I was baptized, they gave me the certificate. It said I was the certificate of baptism. And it says that Vernon Shank was baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost on May 13, 1992 at Calvary Mennonite Church. And it was signed by Aaron Shank, Jay Martin, and Claire Burkholder. Now, sitting here looking across the group, and I think there's only a handful of people who would know where those three brothers are. Changes. And I'm just thinking about all the decisions that have been made and all the choices in people's lives in the last 33 years since I've been baptized. And all the young people that have been baptized through this church and the decisions that they have made and the great influence that on their lives. The little choices, just the little choices. And our brother Jason's devotions, just the little things of life. You know, that little boy brought his just his little lunch. And that decision really made a huge impact. And as I reflect on my life, just the small little decisions is a huge impact. And so young people this evening, Kylie, Jacqueline, Erica, Derek, and Winfred, it maybe feels like just a small thing here tonight, but it's huge. It's setting your life on a course. And it's setting on a course that you want to keep it going that way. It's on the course for Jesus Christ. Tonight I want to look at youth with a purposed heart. Youth with a purposed heart. And I'm taking my thoughts from Daniel. Because as I thought about you young people, I just kept thinking of Daniel and his three friends. Of young people that were committed, that wanted to follow the Lord no matter what. And we know that Daniel was a young person. His three friends were a young person. You can turn to Daniel chapter 1. It's a very familiar account. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 is where I've chosen my title from. But Daniel purposed in his heart. But Daniel purposed in his heart. And that purpose made a huge impact in his life. Made a huge impact. You know, Daniel made a small decision. It wasn't small. But just that purpose in his heart that he is going to follow the Lord no matter what is the same kind of decisions that each one of you young people here tonight need to make. And not only you five young people that plan to be baptized, but every young person that is sitting here tonight, and every middle-aged person, and every old person, everyone here tonight needs to continue to have a purposed heart. A purposed heart. A purposed heart that I am going to follow God no matter what. A purposed heart is a heart that is already set. My mind is made up. Tonight, these young people are not trying to decide, am I going to go through with this or not? These five young people, three girls, three young men, say, I am going to go through with this. I want to be baptized. I want to show the Lord I'm real. I'm committed. I'm going to follow through. I'm not giving up. Daniel purposed in his heart, and that purpose in his heart seen him through for the rest of his life. Now, we need a purpose for God. There's a lot of people in this world that have a purposed life for themselves. They get up in the morning, life's about themselves. They go throughout the day, life's about themselves. And they go to bed at night, and it's still about themselves. And that's a purposed life for themselves, a very selfish life. It's not what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about a purposed life, a purposed heart, a purposed heart for God. Just to think just a little bit how a wrong purpose can take us places where we don't want to go. We could use the story of the Titanic. Because the Titanic had a purpose to go out there and make a name for themselves. They had a purpose. They had a purpose that they were going to have sail that unsinkable ship. You know the story. And Edward John Smith was the captain. And he had a purpose. His purpose was to guide that ship across the Atlantic. And he wanted to do it successfully. He wanted to do it on a smooth and timely arrival in New York City. He was also running the most advanced ship. And we could go through this whole story and think about the purpose that was driving the forces behind the decisions to drive that ship the way they did, the Titanic. And you know, they did what they wanted to do. They were making a name for themselves, but it ended in catastrophe. Tonight, we have to have a purposed heart for God. And so I want to spend a little bit of time just thinking about that tonight, a purposed heart. We want to talk about Daniel. We just want to think about Daniel and how his life influenced so many people. Who was Daniel? It's a story we know from little up, don't we? We don't even need to. You could tell me by memory who Daniel was. But Daniel in this story, in chapter 1, we have a young person. He was very young, maybe 15, 16, 17. I know it's a little bit older than you, but that's still very, very young. Being taken away from their home. Mom and dad ain't there. Granddad ain't there. Church family's not there. Your friends aren't there. Can you just, I can't imagine, but just imagine you were taken from your home, taken to a foreign land, taken to some country you've never heard of, people you have no idea, to a culture that is foreign. You don't even understand. Not only that, they gave you another name, and they want you to lose your identity. But through that all, Daniel purposed in his heart to remember God. He was almost your age. A young man, young people, purposed in his heart. He refused to compromise. And the whole life of Daniel, we'll look at these points just a little more later on. But he just refused to give in to what the people wanted him to do because he had purposed in his heart. The purpose of his heart kept him loyal to God. And as you think about, because he purposed in his heart, how it saved, it went with him throughout his years. I think he went through four different kings and rulers that were guiding his life. You know the story how he began to interpret dreams. It was because he purposed in his heart. And so God could bless him. God could use him. And so it was a purpose of his heart when he was just a young person. But it shaped his life as he moved through life. And he became a middle-aged man and God was with him. You know how the story of Daniel, how he went into the lion's den. When he faced the lions, he was probably 80 years old, but he still had a purpose of heart because he was still looking to God. Toward the end of the book of Daniel, we have Daniel being a prophet, a tremendous man of God. We have a man that got on his knees and prayed 3 times a day. What a man. And as I think about what my goal, my prayer for you young people would be, that you would have a purpose of heart, just like Daniel. A purpose of heart that's going to see you through 33 years. I don't know what God's going to do with your life. 33 years from now, I don't know. But God keeps leading all of our lives. And before we know it, God keeps just opening doors and closing doors and taking us throughout life. Leading us places we never thought we would go. But as long as we have a purpose of heart toward God, it's okay. Youth with a purposed heart. And so my points tonight, I'll start with that. A purposed heart begins with a commitment to follow Jesus Christ. And you young people have done that. But if you're going to have a purposed heart, you have to get your foundation right. And each one of you have made that commitment. And you have publicly declared, Lord, I want to follow you. I'm tired of my sinful past. I'm going to commit my heart, my life to you. And so you must start with a commitment to follow Jesus Christ. Daniel didn't wait till he got over into the foreign land and say, oh, now I need to follow the Lord. Wow, I wish I would have paid a little more attention. We don't really know much about Daniel. But Daniel must have had tremendous parents that would have taught him and trained him So that at 15 years of age, 17 years, 20 years, he was ready to stand up in front of kings and say, I'm purposing my heart that I'm going to serve God. It starts with a commitment to follow Jesus Christ. I thought about that song that said, I have decided to follow Jesus. Though no one else will go with me, I'm going to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. And it just keeps repeating that. And that's your testimony. Each one of you say, I want to follow Jesus. And I would just like to take your minds back to some familiar verses that we've already went through. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's a verse that we went through with each one of you. And it's a promise that every one of us can claim, that when we profess with our mouth, when we publicly stand, when we publicly tonight get on our knees and are baptized and say, Lord, I'm committing my life to you, God gets really real with us. Thou shalt be saved. It's a promise that we can go back to. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we're going to have a purposed heart, we have to get started right. We have to. We have to make that commitment, and you young people have. A purposed heart is determined to remain faithful at all cost. You see that in Daniel's life. In verse 8, he says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now, God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And it just goes on. How God is behind the scenes just working and shaping. And we know the story. And we're like, but Daniel didn't. Daniel was just this 20-year-old young man. And he's just standing up, kind of like a blind faith in Jesus Christ, and saying, I'm not going to defile myself. I'm going to keep my life pure. God's going to have to do the rest. He had no idea what was going to happen. He was in a foreign land. People could have took his life for such an act of open defiance. Purposed heart is determined to remain faithful. It doesn't matter what the situation you find yourself. We must remain determined to be faithful. Thought about going to Psalm 1. It talks about a tree. And we think about the stability of a big tree. How the roots go down deep into the soil. I'm just going to turn to Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If you want to remain faithful tonight, you must be rooted and grounded in God's word. That's how Daniel was. Daniel understood, of course he didn't have a Bible, but he had the law. And he understood what God's law was. And he understood that he could not defile himself if he wanted God's blessing. He was rooted and grounded. And the psalmist says, you're going to be like a tree. And when I see Daniel's life, it looks like a tree. Just a stable, big tree that kept growing and getting bigger. And the roots kept going out deeper. And the storms of life would come along and hit that tree. And it stood there. It stood there. But it was because he was rooted and grounded in the Word of God. That's the only way you're going to be strong. If you're rooted and grounded into things of this world, we'll be weak. And the storms come along, and I'm sure there were other young people that went along with Daniel that possibly said, it's not worth it. There was a lot of young people that were taken captive. And the story just talks about three. But there was more. What happened to those? The ones that their names aren't written. Did they say, it's not worth it? It's not worth the hassle? A purposed heart, my next point, is intentional in obeying God's word. We have to be intentional to obey God's word. If you want to have a purpose of heart like Daniel, we have to be intentionally looking and trying to obey God's word. Daniel knew God's word and he lived by it. We can look at Psalm 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And how are you going to hide God's word unless you read it and try to understand it? And right now, young people, front bench or middle, young people, now is a good time to read God's word. Understand it. You have lots of more time. We all have the same amount of time. Maybe less stress. But now is a wonderful time to be reading God's word and making it practical into your lives so that you can hide it in your heart, so that when you're an 80-year-old man, you know what God wants. A purpose heart is intentional in obeying God's word. It's the foundation to our Christian life. Reading God's word, understanding it's very simple, but we're going to have to make it a way of life. So many times it's easy to get started right, get baptized, and now we've made it. No, you haven't. One of our brothers said tonight, it's the beginning. You're starting your Christian life, and you have to keep building it and making it stronger. And how you do that is by reading God's word, making it practical to your life. Engage every day in Bible reading. Make it enjoyable. Find ways to make it real, but make it a habit of your life. God's word is like a GPS. You know what GPS is. You want to go somewhere? Get your phone out, put the GPS in, and it'll tell you exactly how to go. That's what God's word is for our lives. If you want to chart a course of faithfulness, a course that when you're an old person, you're still loving the Lord, the answer is right here in God's word. It's a life of obedience. It's just taking God's word, understanding it, and applying it to our life and living it out, just making it practical, intentionally obeying. I look at so many young people that have started the course and have said, it's not worth it. And it's sad. And they give up. And they stop obeying God's word. A purposed heart is committed to seeking God in much prayer. And we can turn to chapter 6. You know the story, how Daniel was now an old man. And he was called out because his habits, everybody knew that Daniel was a man of prayer. We know the story well, how they set a trap. And they said, you can't pray to God. You can't do it. And what's Daniel do? He just does what he has always done because he's a man of principle. He loved the Lord. He was a committed heart, a purposed heart. We have that in chapter 6, verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and into the windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did aforetime. Youth, if you want to have a purposed heart, spend much time in prayer. It's going to draw you close to the Lord. It's going to give you a relationship with God. So many times we say, well, I don't know where God is. I just feel like my Christian life isn't very vibrant anymore. Well, how much time are you investing in your spiritual life? How much time are you investing in your prayer life? 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplications. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Do you know the kind of power that you have at your disposal? Every child of God has that much power that you can get down on your knees and you can move the heart of God to do things that no one else can. Daniel could, and Daniel tapped into it. And if you want to have a vibrant Christian experience, spend much time in prayer. You all know what a heart monitor is? If you end up in the hospital, they put a heart monitor on you. And you put all these stickers on you, and then it reads your heart, and you can look at a graph, and you can see your heart jumping around. That's what a heart monitor is. Well, suppose we put a prayer monitor on you this evening. What would the graph show? Would it be vibrant? It's going every day. There's prayer life happening. Or is it a weak heart where the line just starts to get almost straight because it's non-existent? How is your prayer life? Think about it. Every one of us. If you want to be a vibrant Christian experience, spend much time in prayer. Daniel chose rather to spend the night in the lion's den than to go through a day without prayer. He chose to spend a night in the lion's den than to compromise and go one day without prayer. That's a purposed heart. A purposed heart has the courage to stand against the culture. And I get that out of Daniel chapter 3 of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how the culture of that day was to stand up and fall down and to worship the graven image. And how this isn't necessarily about Daniel, but it's his three friends, but they were all of a purposed heart to follow the Lord, and they weren't going to compromise. And these young men were going to stand up in the face of culture and say, I'm not doing it. That would ruin my relationship with God. God would not be happy with me. I'm not going to do it. Oh, that we would have a church full of young people that would stand up and say, I am not going to do it because it's going to ruin my relationship with God. A purposed heart has the courage to stand against the culture. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. And this world is wanting us to conform so much. There are so many things out there beckoning for your attention saying, come do it my way. There's nothing wrong with it. Everybody else is. Just have some fun. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego could have had the same problems. Everybody else is doing it. I guess if they're doing it, it must be okay. But there were young people that said, stood on principles. And they said, this is what God wants for my life. How did they know that? It was because they were reading God's word. They knew it. Again, it takes us back to our point. We need to read and study God's word. A purposed heart has the courage to stand against the current culture. Another way of saying it is that we should be a lighthouse. Every one of your lives should be a beacon of light. You think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as they stood there. Everybody saw them. And I've contemplated in my mind, well, why didn't he just get down? They didn't have to pray. But why didn't they could they just not be so obvious about it? Don't be afraid to stand up for your Christian, for God, for Jesus. Be a lighthouse to your ungodly neighbors, friends, relatives, whoever you're relating with. I know you're young, but as your life grows, you relate to more and more people. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God. Be a lighthouse for God in a dark world. A purposed heart, my next point, is guided by convictions, not convenience. Not convenience. This was not a fun day for Daniel. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not having fun. I'm sure if you would have had a conversation with them, they would have said, this is not what we were expecting into our lives. But it's where God put them. A purposed heart is guided by conviction, not convenience. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Young people, middle-aged, everyone here, just expect it. Just expect that we're going to have some rough times in our life because of our commitment. Because of your commitment tonight to serve the Lord, there's going to be some times when you're not appreciated the way we would like to be. Daniel and his three friends didn't make decisions based on what was easy, but what was right. And this world has so many conveniences. 2 Timothy 2:3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. It takes work. to live the Christian life. And we live in a world where people don't like work. We don't like hardness. There's probably most of us here, we don't like when things aren't the way we don't like things that's hard. We don't like it if it's too hot. We don't like it if it's too cold. I don't like it if air's blowing on me. But if I'm sweating, I don't like that either. And we just like things the way we like it. And if I don't like something, I make some noise and something will happen. That's America. Or we throw enough money at it that it goes away. But the scripture says, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Every godly person here needs to be willing to give up the fun things of life to endure, to press on. We have to stand for truth. What about our forefathers? And you think about our Anabaptist forefathers, what they went through. If they were at this service tonight, and they were getting down on their knees, and they were getting water poured on their heads, what kind of decision did that mean for them? It probably meant their life. There were many young people, just like you, that got down on their knees and they were baptized, and they came into great conflict with the law. And it didn't matter if you were a young person, a middle-aged or old, the law didn't care. And they were tormented and mistreated, thrown into jail, and lives were taken. A purposed heart, my last point, will be greatly loved by God. And I just really like this point, because Daniel in chapter 10, Daniel chapter 10, verse 11, says, "And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee am I now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood there trembling." These words were spoken by God. And God is saying, Daniel, you're a beloved individual. Why was he beloved? It was because he purposed in his heart as a young person. And he left that purposed heart guide him all throughout his life. And at the end of his life, he had God say, Daniel, greatly beloved. Oh, that God would say that about me. Oh, that God would say that about every person here tonight. Your name, a greatly beloved saint, one that lived their life with purpose, one that followed me. Daniel has nothing recorded about, there's no sin. There's no negative thing wrote about Daniel. He lived a positive life, and he had great acceptance by Jesus Christ. A purposed heart will be greatly loved by God. And I had to think about throughout the scriptures, you know, how many more people was that said about? Well, we have the life of David. We know David was a man after God's own heart, and that's incredible. That would be said about an individual. 1 Samuel 13:14, the Lord has sought out a man after his own heart, and that was about David. Abraham was called a friend of God. And so there was some people throughout scriptures that God highly esteemed, but to be greatly beloved. I just thought about what a tremendous statement to be said about someone's life. And I believe it was because of the way Daniel stood true and faithful through his entire life. But then we have the verse in Ephesians 5:25 that says, Christ loved the church and he gave himself for it. He loves the church, and he gave himself for it. And he's coming back for the bride because he loves the church. And tonight, there's five young people. There's five young people, Kylie, Jacqueline, Erica, Derek, and Winfred, that you plan to join the church. And by doing that, by becoming a part of the believers, of the body of Christ, you are beloved by God. Because God loves the body of believers. It's his church. His focus is on the church, and he's coming back for the church. And so as you join the church, the body of believers, the bride of Christ, you find yourself as a beloved person in the sight of God. You are greatly loved by God. Daniel's an inspiration. A man that would stand true and firm throughout his years. How is my life? Am I devoted? Am I living with a purposed heart that I will not defile myself, but I will serve God no matter the cost? I will stand firm. I will obey him, and I will live with purpose. 2 Chronicles 16:9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." God is looking for young people that want to be real, that are living with a purposed heart. And this verse says he's going to show himself strong to you tonight. God bless you as you make this important step in your life. God bless you.